Right, we're going to go Romans chapter 1, chapter 12, verse 1, and we're almost at time already. In fact, I can probably read the scripture and that's it. I've been spending a lot of time recently reflecting on two things. One is I've been reading the book of Galatians. I've now read it in the last 4 months, probably about, I've forgotten how many times through, quite a lot. And just spending time allowing it to infiltrate my heart and my soul, the message of grace that's in there. But I've been thinking about that. But the other thing I've been thinking about is out of last year when the elders spent some time together in a retreat, we spent two mornings. And I just want to take a moment to honour our elders. They take time out of their busy schedules. They're not paid for it. They take time in a morning and 3 or 4 hours on two mornings last year in a busy period in November, December. And they took some time out to be praying, to be seeking God about direction, about their vision, about what he was saying to us as a church. And you know, for Philip and I, as we lead and the staff, as we minister in our different areas within the life of the church, and it's so important for us to get a sense of covering and broader sense of what God's doing in a broad sense within the church, so that when we lead, we can lead with confidence that we're in the path that God's speaking to us about as a family. And one of the things that really clearly came out to us last year in that time was that we really needed to create environments or go for transformation in people's lives, not just transactions. And what I mean by a transaction is really when you go to somewhere, you give something and you get something in return. That's all good. But if the thing that you get doesn't lead to transformation, then we've missed the power of the gospel, of the good news. Because the good news must always lead to transform lives. Otherwise, I will question whether it's the good news. That's why Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, of the good news of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God to salvation. So the good news must always lead to life transformation. And so for me and for us, as if you want to understand, can you just take the gain down a little bit on this, Robert? That'd be great. I just feel as I move, otherwise I'm going to squeal in people's ears. It probably took a little bit much out, but that's okay. Can you still hear me? Cool. What if you want to understand anything about the heartbeat of the church, and particularly this year, but it will be something, and I hope that it's nothing new to you, but we want to go after life transformation. I don't want to have people that I've journeyed with, and I don't want this for myself either. I want to be a constant transformer. I want to be a transformer. Woo! Sorry, that just came to me. That was awesome. I want God to transform me. I want when people look at me today and spend time with me today to know that I'm a different person than I was 5 years ago. Yeah? I want my wife to be able to say, Lawrence is a better man today than he was last week. Because if that's not happening in me and people around me aren't saying that about me, then the question I then have is, am I letting the good news of Jesus impact my heart and change me? Now, I've been a Christian, or I've been in Christian circles all my life, which is 51 years, plus the 9 months prior to that when I was in my mum's belly, because she was in every possible opportunity for God to be moving. While I was growing, before I'd breathed air. So 51 plus years of being exposed to and having some sort of understanding of the presence of God the Holy Spirit, the grace of Jesus, the good news. And you know, one of the things I find is sometimes I get to this thing in my own head when I think I've made it. You know, I had that situation happen and man, I was just Jesus in that moment. And I get out my little and polish my halo. And then Holy Spirit reminds me, you reckon that was you? But that desire to, in me is this desire to constantly be experiencing the more of God. Because I know that I've got all of Him, but I haven't experienced all of them yet. There are still parts of my life that need transformation, even after 51 years. And again, you can just ask my wife. She'll say, yes, that's true. Ask my daughters. But for me, we need to be creating an environment in our own hearts, but also within the life of this church where transaction with God is not enough. Where all that does is it leaves us hungry for transformation. Because we know God's given us something. There's been a transaction that's taken place. I'm no longer a sinner, I'm a saint. That's a transaction. But transformation is when I actually live as a saint. Does that make sense? See, I think a lot of us have got the theology, the head knowledge of Jesus, got that going in our Christian faith going really well. And that's okay. But if that doesn't lead to a change of behavior, to a transformation where I live out the truth of the good news in my everyday life, then I've not actually let the good news transform me. All I've become is a Christian who's made a transaction, but I've never actually let it change my life. And the power of the good news is in transformed lives. It's in the stories that we read of in Scripture where a man by the name of Saul, who persecuted and killed Christians, had an encounter with Jesus that was a transaction. And over a period of time, it transformed him where he became known as Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, who we read all about and who wrote half of our scriptures. That's transformation. Of the Mary of Magdalene, who some say was a prostitute, who had an encounter with Jesus where Jesus spoke into her heart and transacted something with her, but she allowed that to transform her life, and she became the Mary who stood at the tomb and was entrusted with the message of a risen Christ. Transformation. See, for me, that's the gospel. And when I read Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, and you guys will know this, so those of you, if you've been a Christian for a while, if you haven't, don't worry about it. But this is a really important passage. And it says here, Paul writing in the book of Romans, and he says this, "And dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." See, God wants to transform your life. And it's not through getting the latest idea from the psychologists or the whatever, social media or the latest trend. It's in submitting ourselves to God and allowing Him to be Lord and letting Him lead us into transformation. So you and I can work really hard at transforming our own lives, but only God can change something that's completely and utterly broken and cause it to be something beautiful. That's a work that only God can do, and that's what He wants to do in our lives. So He wants to transform us. You may not see yourself as broken, you may not see yourself as shattered in any kind of way, but I can guarantee you that you are not the full representation of Jesus yet. And if you think you are, I'd like to meet you. And you can pray for me. Because I need more in my life of the power of the gospel. And we want this church to be about that. To be about transformation. So if you're sitting here today and you can't identify some areas where you have grown, where you have been transformed in the last period of time, and I'm not putting a period of time on it, then I want to challenge you. What are you doing with the gospel in your life? Because now you know that Jesus loves you and He's given His all and He's given Himself so that you can experience the fullness of Him, experience what it means to be born again, to be saved, all these words that you can put around it. But if you know that, but you haven't yet experienced it, then there's a whole lot more of the good news in your life to experience. Amen? That's my slightly shortened message for this morning. Let's pray. Father, thank You that you love us as we are. That we can come to You just as we are. And we're accepted, we're loved, we're saved, we're given the fullness of the Holy Spirit in us. But God, You know that we don't experience it all in a way that transforms us, and so You continue to invite us into more. You don't leave us as we came to You, but You take us on a journey of transformation. And so I ask for every person here this morning, God, that the beckon of the Holy Spirit into more of You would be strong. God, that there would be just an absolute drawing of spirit to spirit, heart to heart, where You, Holy Spirit, draw us into the more that You've got for us, I pray. And out of that we would be transformed from glory to glory, to represent Jesus more and more to the world around us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.